Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here if you're an OG. And if you're new, I hope that you enjoy all the gems and you go back and you listen to the other episodes to understand what it is that you need when it comes to pleasure. So we've been talking about my framework, the framework that I've used to get to where I am with my pleasure and my self-intimacy, and the framework that I also take my clients through. So the third pillar is pleasure. And my question to you is, what do you think about, or what is your definition when you hear pleasure? A lot of times there are people that come to me and immediately when we talk about pleasure, they want to talk about sex. And I feel that it is so important to understand how pleasure correlates in your life outside of sex. This part of my framework, this pillar, is my heart, my jam. It is what I eat, sleep, breathe, pleasure. And so I hope you can take something from this and be able to implement it as soon as you're done listening. So first, definitions are always good to start off with. And there are other episodes where I've talked about what pleasure is and what it isn't. And this is not going to be the last time that I talk about what pleasure is and what it isn't. So pleasure is a feeling of happiness or enjoyment that makes us feel good. It can be anything. There is no height. There's no cap to what can make you feel pleasure. It comes in so many different ways, and it's your responsibility to explore that. So when you feel pleasure, there's an actual chemical reaction that's going on in your body. So your brain releases endorphins that feel good, those feel good things in you, that it rewards you. It's like you go out and you do something that you enjoy, that makes you feel good, that makes you happy, and you get rewarded in your body. It makes you feel, I don't know why, honey dripping down your body, like warm honey. It's the first image that I had in my mind. But it's just like a warm, oh, I like this. This feels so good. I don't ever want this feeling to go away. Now, it will go away. I just want to put that out there. Pleasure is not something that's constant. It's a feeling. So feelings come and they go. However, it is easier to find your pleasure when you know what gives you that feeling. Again, it's going to be different for everyone. What brings you pleasure may not bring me pleasure, may not bring your mom pleasure, may not bring your girlfriend pleasure. And we don't want to pleasure shame. We talk about kink shaming. We don't want to pleasure shame. It's not our responsibility to tell someone what is and isn't pleasurable and vice versa. We don't want to hear someone telling us what is and isn't pleasurable. Now, there is such thing as too much pleasure. We have to have a balance and make sure that we're not always seeking pleasure all the time, because that can be counterproductive to us getting out in the world and doing what we need to do and being able to stay focused. There are also negative things out there that can create pleasure, and you may do some of them. So that's your drugs, that's your alcohol, that is sex to an extreme, I would say, that keeps you from dysfunctioning or puts your life or others in harm. So enjoy your pleasure, but you want to make sure that you have a healthy balance and that you're able to function on a day-to-day basis as well. Why do we associate pleasure with sex? because it feels good when you're having the right type of sex. It feels good. So when you think of orgasms and being touched and all the other wonderful things that comes with having sex, it's really easy to associate that with pleasure. But I will say, sex is not always pleasurable, and pleasure doesn't always include sex. So if there's anything that I want you to take away and remember, pleasure is so much bigger than, it's so much bigger than sex. It's so much bigger than having someone else bring you pleasure. You can create pleasure on your own. You don't have to have anyone there. Is it great when someone else is there to do that for you? Absolutely. Whether it's sexual or you're just enjoying someone's company. But you don't have to include someone in pleasure. Okay? Just wanted to make sure to get that out. So now let's like really zero in here on why we are here. What are some reasons that Black women need more pleasure? We need pleasure. We deserve pleasure. You deserve pleasure for your emotional well-being. There are so many challenges and experiences that you go through as a Black woman, and it just eats away at your self-esteem. It eats away at your value. It eats away at your worth. It eats away at your mental capacity to be able to handle. And when you bring pleasure, intentional pleasure into your life, hobbies, spending time with people, self-care, being able to rest, finding happiness in your life, it can improve your mood. So while we can't decrease the things, well, we could decrease, we can't stop the challenges and the experiences that you go through on a day-to-day basis, because that is just there and we cannot change people. What we can do is do things for ourselves, change things for ourselves. We're the only one that we can change. We're the only one that we can control. And so when you have more pleasure, when you can pull something off the shelf and be like, okay, that's what I'm going to do today to balance out the fuck shit that I had to deal with today at work, it increases your well-being. Your self-care. You take on, I'll say we, because I still do this, take on so many responsibilities. We work, we take care of family, we take care of friends, we go grocery shopping, we're cleaning, we're showing up on social media, some of us, that we do a lot. We wear a lot of hats. And if we forget to empower ourselves and to care for ourselves, we're going to go downhill real fast, real, real fast. And so sometimes there are things in our lives that we need to do that's just for us, that's not for monetary value, that is just, the only reason is I enjoy it. I don't need to be super amazing at it. For instance, coloring. I'll color in a heartbeat. I sure will. I recommend it to my clients. Go color. The only thing you're thinking about, the only thing your brain is thinking about is, oh, look at this picture. What color am I going to use next? Let me make sure I'm in the lines. If you want to be in the lines, it gives your brain a break. That's, you have no responsibilities in that moment. You're reclaiming your power. You're reclaiming your time. You're reclaiming your energy. That's how pleasure can help you. Pleasure can also help you create and celebrate your own identity. We go through this life based off of the stories of those before us. And I've said this before, and I'm going to continue to say it. You don't create your identity until you recognize that you don't have to live by those narratives. You can make a decision to sit with certain things that has been passed down to you and really decide, is this a narrative that I want in my life, or am I only doing it because someone else is doing it? Am I only playing the flute because my mom used to play the flute, or because my older sister played the flute and my mom thought that it would be good for me to do it too? Or do I genuinely enjoy it? It can also, through pleasure, allow you to understand who you are, because our culture is lost. Because our history is lost. Through the storytelling, through art, through museums, through music, through dancing, that brings us that much closer to our lineage, to our ancestors, and to who we are. And the only way to figure that out is by exploring our pleasure. Not always doing to get money, not always doing for the status, but really just doing things because it's something that you want to do, because it's a positive and empowering experience. Now, what are some of the reasons why we as Black women don't embrace pleasure in our lives? Well, because we're too busy. How many times have you said, oh, I'm too busy? Too busy. Or because we don't think it fits in our life. There's so many other things that we could be doing. So many other things. We may not necessarily be busy, but our to-do list doesn't incorporate anything that would be fun, that would make us happy. It's all about everyone else. People-pleasing. Now, when we think about, if I was to go off of myself and my clients and the people that I have access to and I engage with, that's the top reason why the Black women that I know don't prioritize pleasure more. Because they're so worried about everyone else, how everyone else is going to feel. And it just brings like this shame and this guilt. Why would I? But let me tell you what happens if you don't embrace your pleasure and you continue to walk in a place of, I have to make sure everyone else is good. I have to make sure everyone else is pleased first. You're going to be burnt out, sis. And your stress is going to go through the roof. And when you're burnt out and your stress goes through the roof, your body starts shutting down on you. Your mind starts shutting down on you. Because you're already experiencing. Remember, we have those challenges and those experiences that we have out in the world. So as soon as you leave your safe haven, you're already going to experience foolishness. That's going to cause you stress just by being who you are. Then you incorporate the stress of being a mom and or being a partner or being a caregiver or being at a school or doing a nonprofit, being a business owner. If you don't incorporate pleasure, you will burn out. It's not about if you burn out, it's always when, because you will. When you don't take the time, the intentional time to bring in joy and relaxation, the stress just continues to pressure cooker. Somebody gonna get it. And you're gonna hurt somebody's feelings. And you could lose some really important people in your life because you continue to push stuff down and you don't have an outlet, you don't have a release, you don't have anywhere to go have fun and enjoy your life and just be satisfied, and you keep taking it out on other people. It also doesn't allow you to show up for people because you're literally overwhelmed, tired, and drained. Your cup is empty. Your tank empty. Fumes. If you don't embrace more pleasure into your life, you're also going to experience a decrease in your emotional well-being. Hey sis, if you are a high-achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. It's important to incorporate self-care and nourish your emotional health. That's where mental health starts to get the worst of us. You start to feel sad. You start to get frustrated. You start to focus more on the negative things that are going on in your life than the things that you can be happy about, or that gratitude. You start to spiral. You start to have that negative self-talk. Pleasure is going to help you maintain positive emotions. It's going to help lift you out of that funk. And when you choose not to embrace pleasure into your life, you just miss out on learning more about you. You miss out on reconnecting with you and getting to know who you are at every step of your life. You're going to change. That's a given. Change is inevitable. But if you don't embrace pleasure and explore yourself, you're not even going to know the depths of which you can show up and who you can be, because you're not paying attention. You're neglecting yourself. You're not giving yourself a chance to just be and grow. And that's going to lead to a sense of being unfulfilled, not tapping into all your potential, and being disconnected from those desires and those goals that you have, those dreams that you keep just pushing to the back. And you're going to be the one that's 70, 80 talking about, I wish I would have lived my dreams, the regrets. Honey, I don't want to have no regrets. I want to have said, I did everything I wanted to. I tried everything. I did it. And I don't need to do nothing else. It's important. It's so important for you to incorporate pleasure into your life. It's going to reduce your stress. It's going to enhance your well-being. It's going to promote that self-connection to yourself. And it's going to help you recognize your own value to yourself. That quality of life is going to raise. Now, why do you lack the pleasure? Again, we talked about people pleasing, but there are also some really specific reasons that we have to take into consideration, right? So the systemic challenges, right? The inequalities that we go through, fighting for our right to be seen, to be heard. We put our head down and drudge into that. We're in survival mode because of these stressors and because of these barriers. It makes it hard to want to enjoy anything. I know it does. I remember when I was working at my last job before I left, and it just drained me. And the only thing I ever wanted to do was just come home and go to sleep. I didn't want to do anything else. But you have to. There's also so many people out there that are trying to tell Black women what their pleasure is supposed to look like, policing our joy, our happiness, and our pleasure. That could get annoying. And if you take ownership of that, I'm not even just talking about society or the movies or anything. There are people in your family that are going to side-eye you because of a pleasure that you enjoy. But remember, I said in the very beginning, it's nobody's responsibility to tell us what we do and don't find pleasurable. Pleasure can transform your life. It's going to increase your confidence. It's going to allow you to get out here and discover yourself. I have a client, we started seeing each other, and she wanted to build intimacy in her life with herself. She started skating. She was in her 50s and she started skating. That's what she did for one of her birthdays. She ended up having a skate party. How cool is that? I have another client who, she's very high up in the corporation that she works at. She's very intelligent. And she had a breakdown when she was telling me about how she used to write. She used to write and she used to love it, and she was able to be creative. And she's ready to get back to that, because at one point it was always work, work, work. I want to move up in this company. I want to be the boss. I want this. I want that. It's about the money and this lifestyle. And when I saw her begin to break down because she hasn't written in years, she hasn't tapped into her creativity, I was like, oh, that's the way to go. That's what we need to tap into. And so now that's what she's going to do. The emphasis isn't so much on how can I show up in this company? The emphasis is more on how can I show up for myself and show up for my relationship? That's what's important to her now. And just imagine when you bring in all this pleasure and life just feels good and you're satisfied and you have gratitude, how your connections are going to be, they're going to be heightened with other people. When you want to show up for people, how much your cup is running over and overflowing and spilling everywhere. And not once do you have to go into your cup to give or show up for anyone. You never run out. That's going to create more meaningful relationships for you. It's going to surround you with support and love because you're giving and you're finding people that are going to give back to you. Memories. You're going to have so many memories. Amazing memories. I just love it. I love it because I'm experiencing it now. I'm loving it because I have clients that are experiencing it now. And it's a place that you never realized you wanted to be because you don't know how wide open your life becomes when you choose pleasure. Now, we're going to get into some action steps because as I always say, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being here week after week and getting these gems. But you can't just leave here and not do anything with it. We're constantly researching and taking in information all the time. If you don't move, if you don't put action behind what we're talking about, you're going to be in the exact same place when I'm doing this episode in season 4. And that is not what I want for you. I want to make it easy for you and I want you to have a win. And I want you to see the things that you can experience with this pillar in my framework. So, 3 ways that you can start adding more pleasure into your life. Self-care. You know, I'm always talking about that self-care, physically, emotionally, mentally. That's always going to be at the top. Take care of you. And it doesn't always have to cost money. Go take a bath. You can include bath bombs and salts and essential oils. You can add all types of stuff. Go take a bath. Embrace silence. Embrace the quiet. Read. Read something fiction. Step away from the self-help and the business development books. Read something that is solely for entertainment. I saw on TikTok somebody recommended a short story podcast. I am in love. I'm in heaven. I love horror. I am in heaven listening to this podcast. Absolutely love it. Practice mindfulness. Deep breathing, meditation. And meditation doesn't have to be sitting cross-legged with your eyes closed, with your fingers out. You can go walk. You can go dance. You can move. That's a part of meditation. Get creative. Tap into your creativity. Tap into that sacral. We're constantly doing and doing and doing and producing and producing and producing and taking on other people's stuff and caring for other people. We stifle our creativity. All the trauma that you experience out in this world for you just being you is stored in your body. And it cultivates in that sacral, in that root, in that womb space. When you immerse yourself in creativity and drawing and painting, coloring, dancing, writing, singing, learning to play an instrument, it starts unlocking that creativity in you. And you will find that some of the questions that you have that you've been struggling with, whether it's in your business or at work with your family, you start unlocking the answers because you're moving energy through that space. And go outside. Go outside. It's a little hot right now. But on a pretty decent day, when it's not too hot, I will take time to just go sit in my driveway. I'll pull my little chair out. I got a garden out there now, and I'll just talk to the sun. I'll talk to the trees. I'll feel the wind on my face. I'll listen to the wind. I'll watch the trees blow. I'll look at what's going on. I'll look at the trees. I'll look at the ground. I'll watch the bugs. I'll watch the ants. Where y'all going? I cannot tell you how many times I follow an ant trail just to see where they're going. Like, where are y'all going? Where y'all going? I don't ever get to the end of the trail because they end up in a crevice or something. But there are multiple times I just follow them. Do-do-do, where y'all going? Go on nature hikes. Find a trail in your area where you can go to like a lake or a waterfall. There's a lot around here in Georgia. And just sit. Breathe in the air. Feel yourself. So these are just a few. Nowhere is this the only. There's so many other ways for you to get out there and explore. But find your pleasure. Honey, find your pleasure. There's so much more to life than working and taking care of other people. Once we get to the finish line, that's it. That's it. And I know it's so easy to say, well, once I do this and once I do that, each one of these things is very possible for you to do. It's very possible for you to go outside and walk down the street in your neighborhood. It's very possible for you to open the windows. Those are simple ways to start finding your pleasure. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you're going to take one step. Doesn't have to be a big step, but at least one step towards your pleasure so that you can start enjoying your life more. You only get one. Make it the best one that you could ever possibly have. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to keep the conversation going, you want to chat with me, you want to ask me questions, head over to www.closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure. Let's do this. It's time for action. It's time for action. I am here for you. I am rooting for you. I see you. I witness you. And until next time, I love you. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.